217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull here with you on WCDO Sports tonight. Thanks for listening as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. And I want to welcome you into the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT. Keep your family warm this winter. Well, after a scoreless first quarter, our score at the break is Delhi 35, Sydney nothing. Delhi scored to make it 7-0, and then it was three straight turnovers, which really hurt the Sydney Sabres. One was a pick six where Ryan Cook took it back to the house. That was, or Adam Cook took it back to the house. That certainly was the start of it. Then a fumble picked up by Jeremy McNeil. He ran it back for a scoop and score, and then the offense scores two more touchdowns after that. But a fumble on another kickoff was three straight turnovers by Sydney, and so that certainly did not help things as Delhi took full advantage to make it 35-0 here at the break. Want to look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. And at the half in Hancock, 36-6. DH is on top of Walton. Positive note for Walton, Darren Wally broke the Walton all-time rushing yards record tonight. Darren has had some phenomenal games over the last two seasons, so while that might surprise some people, he certainly has put his time in and done a very nice job there, so congratulations to him. So again, 36-6 there at the half. Hench, what was our Unitego score?
Let's take a look here. I want to say 36-6 with 3 minutes left. We got from athletic director Matt Hapley himself, 36-6 with 11 minutes left in the game.
Okay.
And again, hats off to the Wally kid. I mean, think of all the rich history of running backs in Wallen through the years. The Fletchers, the Astrazadas, good grief. That's quite the mark. So hats off to that kid.
He had a couple of games last year that were 200-plus. And I want to say the week we gave him Athlete of the Week last year, he had some absurd, like 300-plus with his catching and his rushing. I mean, it was wild. I'll have to look back at that. But, yeah, he's been very good for the Walton Warriors. Norwich defeats Oneonta 29-6. I think that surprises both of us. But hats off to the Purple Tornado going in there and getting a big win on the road.
But don't slouch on Oneonta for years to come. That team's very young. I mean, you don't know what happened. We don't know the scoop of the game. Could have been something like this where turnovers early create the conclusion to that game.
Yeah, so certainly always a fun rivalry between those two, and maybe they'll get to see each other again down the road in the playoffs. So, all right, we're going to take a break here on the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our score here, Delhi 35 and Sydney nothing. We'll be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See the inventory and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. That's butlerautosales.com.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report live here on Senior Night in Sydney. Delhi leading Sydney 35-0 at the break. Of course, Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Is there anything you can say at the half? Obviously, they're saying something in that Sydney locker room, but what can you say to try to turn this around? It's not an impossible task, but certainly you got to get your guys back in a positive mindset.
Yeah, you want to get behind some of your leaders, some of your upperclassmen, right? Let's not forget this is senior night, and I think the point of emphasis is this is fun. I mean, we cannot forget that what you're doing for four quarters, there's only 6% of the world that get to play high school football, am I right?
Mm.
So go out there and have fun, enjoy it, don't look at the scoreboard, and good things will come. You're going to make mistakes, that's how you rebuild. Those are the characteristics of football, and that's how we build. So you want to juice your guys up, but you don't want to make it something bigger than what it is. So, you know, get in there, have your leadership. Talk, lead your men. You know, there's some younger players too, like you see Elijah Wright. He's out there. He's fighting every play. He's not scared to throw the football. So, again, concentrate on your leaders. Concentrate on the things you do well. Let's not worry about the negative of the first half. You got two quarters going forward. Let's remember the Patriots versus the Falcons, the 28-3 of 2018, am I right?
Yeah.
Who says that can't happen to the Sydney Sabres here tonight against the Delhi Bulldogs?
You never know, that's for sure. And this Sydney offense, excuse me, this Sydney offense certainly has the firepower to pull something like that off. But Delhi going to be a very tough team to beat here in the second half. We'll see how it goes. They're just a well-run, oiled machine. And I'm assuming, much like we talked about in the first half, Delhi going to kill as much time as they can, getting the plays in to the huddle, and going from there.
Yeah, they waste no time in wasting all the time.
Well, it always amazes me that some of those Walton and Delhi games aren't over in like an hour, because it's just like one team kills a whole quarter in one drive.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how you got to think all the years of Hoover versus Kelly in those 18-16 games, or gosh, I even remember 10-point games, 10 over 8, and things of that nature. Even back when they used to play Unitigo, you didn't see many games up into the 20 points or 30 points. And we have a Delhi team with 35 points here early.
I mean, we're seeing a lot of games now where, I mean, Delhi put up 56 a week ago, and that's not uncommon these days. So it's a different landscape. It definitely is.
Well, things can happen. You see that turnovers, penalties, they create the outcome of the game. It's the team that can hold on to the ball longer. You've seen a fundamental sound from this Delhi team. Ball security is the victor, and that's what gets them in the end zone here today.
All right, we're going to take a 30-second break. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody, as we get you set for kickoff to start the second half. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Austin Henche here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. And Jim Tomeo is our producer down at the WCDO studios on Main Street. 35-0 lead for Delhi over Sydney. Both teams getting their final chats in with coaching staff, and they'll come out.
The showdown of Delaware County. Who has the stronger color maroon here tonight with a little bit of gray shade in the new 2000s?
That is true.
The gray still throws me off, Nate. It's surprising to see. You know, it used to be just the strong maroon and white. Now they mix it up with that accent color.
Yeah, it is different, and I feel like it was only maybe in the last 5 years that it started to come in like that.
I think it's an Under Armour thing. You see both teams wearing Under Armour.
True.
They threw a good deal of the gray at them.
So Sydney, one positive note here, will receive to start the second half. And they will be going right to left on your radio dial. Again, they're in the all maroon with the white and the gray trim. They got the gray helmets. And Delhi's going to be in the white tops, the white helmets, and the gray pants. Here's the kickoff, the bounce. Sydney will pick it up. And a nice little return here all the way out to the 45. Boy, if he could have got through that hole, he might have been off to the races, but a good little start there for Sydney.
Yeah, that was Grady Leffler on the return. Good speed there. We've seen a few sparks out of him tonight. Good side on the defensive ball. He's a really good defensive back. He finds the ball early. Very good depth perception of seeing the quarterback and when the ball's in the air.
All right, so here is Sydney again going right to left to start the third quarter, trailing 35-0, but a key drive here in this early part of the third quarter to try to get back on track.
Sydney from the right hash, 11 personnel, Leffler in motion. It's going to be a QB keep there from right for a gain of about 3.
And he's brought down there after driving the pile forward onto the Sydney S out to about the 48-yard line.
Sydney doesn't change anything. They come out in that 11 personnel with their 3 receivers, 1 back and a tight end. And the lineup on the right hash again seems to be, I'm going to guess, twins right. You might see number 5, Leffler, here going motion. You want to bet on it?
I'm going to guess, yep, there you go. Good thing I didn't.
Oh, they line up in pistol. This is something different, and it's a handoff to Leffler.
And so Grady's going to run to the outside and across midfield. He's brought down there.
That's a new kink we saw. That was Aiden O'Connor. That's kind of like an ISO play. You see Grady going to the backfield.
And we got a Sydney lineman here who appears to be injured on the play. Hope that he's okay. We're going to take a little bit of an injury timeout.
Might have just taken a stinger there to the chest. He was grabbing at his chest there a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to hope that he's okay. We're going to step away for an injury timeout here with the score Delhi 35, Sydney nothing. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop, and I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. An injury timeout here, still on the field. Delhi and Sydney, early third quarter action here with Delhi on top 35-0. And we'll hope that everything is okay here. Been a tough night for injuries on the Sydney side, but our injured player is sitting up now, appears to be okay. So we are going to take one last little quick injury break. I think we'll be back underway shortly. But again, 35-0 is our score. And we will be right back here on WCDO.
More variety, WCDO.
Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Another injury timeout is complete. Injured player appears to be okay. And Sydney still has the ball. It was a huge fourth down pickup there on a QB keeper by Elijah Wright. Sydney still alive on this drive. They trail 35-0 with 9.5 to go here in this third quarter.
Elijah Wright
Shotgun from the right hash. Twins left. He'll take the snap. He'll drop back to pass. Once again, pressure in his face, and the ball is batted down.
Yeah, ball batted down by the line. This Delhi team getting some pressure.
But again, the big guys up front on the offensive side of the ball, the big guys in the trenches, they're blocking well, and they're also approaching the quarterback well on the defensive line.
Yeah, huge play there for the Delhi defense, forcing another fourth down here for Sydney. So about a fourth and 13 for Sydney, going right to left at midfield. They were able to advance with an Elijah Wright keeper on the last fourth down. Let's see what they do here.
Twins right. Leffler, ooh, someone else in motion. The tight end goes in motion to the slot. Wright steps back.
And it's incomplete.
Once again, miscommunication between the quarterback and the receiver. Seems to be a misroute there.
Had two receivers in the area. Neither looked like it was meant for them, and it falls incomplete, so Delhi's going to get it back for the first time here in the second half.
Well, we did see some new wrinkles there by the Sydney offense here to start the second half, so maybe they'll continue to change around, keep things colorful, try to put some points on the board the second half.
Yeah, nicely done there by Sydney to move the chains a few times, but now Delhi's going to take it back over, going left to right. They are in full control here, leading 35-0. They go right back to Cook. And Cook's going to break a couple of tackles. And Cook is right up the middle, and he's dragged down at about the 10 after a 40-yard run there for Delhi.
And if it wasn't for Grady Leffler there on the tackle, that was a shoelace tackle. But again, right through the A-gap, untouched the secondary. Hats off to the interior line of Delhi. I mean, they opened the path, and all Cook has to do is just jog through it.
Yeah, he had a wide-open hole there, and was finally dragged down at about the 10-yard line. Huge play there for Delhi, and sets them up on a first and goal to go again here deep in Sydney territory. And so Sydney on a first and 10 here with 8:50 to go here in this third quarter.
And again, it's Nealis under center, power left, and it's a handoff to Prisco.
Going to go to Prisco, left side, drag down inside the 5 at about the 3.
And again, it's good balance between their two backs. You're seeing Prisco Cook. You never see them get two consistent carries right in a row. They're keeping the defense guessing. But again, that O-line opening up a lot of highway for them.
Yeah, they don't get enough credit, that's for sure, as this will be a second down and about 3 to go to the end zone. Ball on the left hash.
And again, it's going to be power left with Nealis under center.
Nealis will hand off. Cook is... boy, met right at the line and dragged down by the Sydney D.
I'm not going to try and say his last name, Nate. Maybe you can pronounce it, but that was a good tackle by number 22 in Sydney. Wasiak?
Velasic.
Velasic,
yes.
All right, there we go. Sound it out.
Caden Velasic, yep.
That was a very good tackle, Caden. Well done.
Yeah, came in flying right there. So a third down now for Delhi. And so third down and about 4, maybe 5 to go here. Nealis under center, and he's going to hand it off. No, QB keeper for Nealis. Cuts back, and he's in, standing up for a touchdown for DA.
But again, hats off to Nealis. He had you shook. You thought it was a handoff. He's done it all tonight.
Thought it was going to Cook.
A very good fake, and he keeps it for his own number.
And so that puts Delhi up 41-0 with 7.5 to go here in this third quarter. Extra point coming.
I'll give you some grace, Nate. I thought he handed it off, too. So. Not all of us are perfect, but he's been playing tricks on us all night. He's a pretty good quarterback.
Great play design. Of course, a lot of people would, on the defense, bite that it was going to Cook. Extra point by Nealis is up and good. Boy, he makes that look easy. And it's a 42-0 lead for Delhi over Sydney. And we'll be back midway through the third quarter here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, Delhi kicking it off back here to Sydney. They'll scoop it up and return it across the 40 out to the 43. That's where the Sabres will take over here with 7:25 to go in the third quarter, and Delhi up 42-0 over Sydney.
Let's see if Sydney can point some points on the board this quarter. I think this is about time. They're calling for it. I'm going to speak it into fruition right now.
They're
going to put some points on the board this drive.
They've shown some different looks here in the second half, seen some little bit of success moving the ball. Just got to put it together here on this drive.
And again, from the right hash, it's right out of shotgun, two receiver right. It's going to be a handoff to O'Connor.
O'Connor to the right side, just nowhere to go. That line of white, maroon, and gray just crashing into O'Connor, and he's brought down.
And again, that's that big Delhi defensive line. That was Stephen Hillis on the tackle, senior, 6'3", 275. He's been in the backfield almost every play, in Wright's face. He can't get a pass off. He's a big boy.
Delhi showing that they have some size on the line, but I've been so impressed by this team's commitment to getting in the weight room, in the off season, and it just shows, I think, especially on the line in some of their games, because they just are so strong out there. Here's a little QB keeper for Elijah Wright. Just nowhere to go. He's brought down for a short loss.
But again, it's the little things. Look how the defense all swarms to the ball. I mean, you had five or six guys quickly react to Wright in the backfield. Five or six guys getting to the hole, everybody getting a touch on the quarterback to get a hit. And again, like you said, it starts in the weight room, it starts in the offseason, it starts in the classroom. The kids are getting to school and getting your grades up. You got all these kids out here participating, contributing to a big game.
Third down and 12. Wright drops back, flushed out of the pocket, looking to throw. This one's up into the night sky, and it's deflected down. Good defense there by Delhi to knock that down.
And again, you had two Sydney receivers, miscommunication there, both in the same spot. I think you would have saw Deion Taylor bring it in, but again, two Sydney receivers in the same spot. Good throw there by Wright. He's hurting. He's taking a beating tonight, but he's a tough kid.
Lincoln Raba got a hand on that for Delhi on defense. Fourth down coming up here for Sydney. Looks like they'll go for it here. Trailing by this much, you got to put all your cards into the middle here.
You got Twins right, receiver to the left. Wright takes a snap. It's going to be a pitch to O'Connor. Oh, it's going to be a tailback throw.
Wow, and it's picked off by Nealis on the outside. Little creativity, but Nealis read it well and makes the interception.
Nealis is coast-to-coast tonight. He's in California. He's in New York. He's all over the place. Interceptions on defense, kick and field goals, running in touchdowns on offense. He's all over the place.
And so Delhi is going to take over here with 5:45 to go in the third quarter, and Delhi up 42-0.
Hey, maybe Sydney defense will get a turnover and we'll put some points on the
defense. That's right. There we go.
You never know. It's going to happen, Nate. They're not going to keep a zero up there. This Sydney team is too resilient.
So Delhi is starting again at their own 32 under center, and they'll hand it off to the right side. Cook drives the pile forward across the 35 out to the 37 as Delhi goes left to right here on your radio dial.
And we've seen Deion Taylor make quite a few big tackles today. Good sound tackles, good technique, wraps up at the legs. That's the only way you can bring down a guy like Cook.
Yeah, Cook with a tremendous night running the ball. Of course, he had the pick six as well, which really, I think the pick six was the turning point in this game.
Oh, no doubt. Big momentum shifter, and then you go right back to the fumble on the very next play. So hats off to this defensive plan of Delhi tonight.
Yeah, it was three straight turnovers, the pick six, the fumble scoop and score from 50 yards out, and then another fumble, which gave Delhi the ball back. As they'll hand off to Cook here on second and five, he picks up about four. And up the middle, actually, that wasn't Cook. Now we're going to get to see some of the other guys come in here, as that's Jack Mokay up the middle. We've seen him in some of the other games that Delhi has started to pull away in, and I've been impressed with Moke as well.
I mean, he's a 5'8", 180 sophomore, and he gets, you know, 9 yards right up to the safety. Again, it's Deion Taylor. He's your safety, and he's making the tackles. So hats off to that offensive line to clear the path.
So it looks like we'll start to see some different guys here. And another handoff to a new face, as this will be Anthony Burkhart up the middle on a first down. Gets tackled at the Sydney S.
And once again, it's Deion Taylor with the tackle. He's had about 6 straight tackles. You can tell he's upset. He wants to make some plays for the Sydney defense.
Yeah, him more than anybody. You can tell that this has really bothered him here tonight. And he's doing his best to try to help Sydney get back into this ball game.
But you put your heart on the plate and you get out there. And again, it's down to leadership skills, and he's being a leader, leading by example with his play.
2nd and 6 for Delhi at midfield, going left to right on the big Sydney S. And they're going to hand one off. And Moke is stopped after a short gain here on 2nd down. Going to bring up about 3rd and 5 here for the Bulldogs.
Did you see who made the tackle?
No, it is Deion.
Yes, Deion. All right, Deion. He's coming off. They said give that boy some air.
Yeah, you can tell he is frustrated here tonight.
Yeah, he did not want to come off the field. But again, it's tough. You feel all the emotions when you see that scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
So you just leave it all out there and lead by example the best of your ability.
Going to be a 3rd down and 5. Hand off to Burkhart, and he's going to break it free and turn the corner, running to about the 35, down to the 30, picks up the 1st down and tacks on a bunch more.
It looked like Dubuque had him wrapped up there in the backfield, but again, well-coached Delhi team. These kids keep their feet moving, and that's what gets you yards. If the running back can keep them feet going, you can keep going forward, that's for sure.
Great play. This will set up a 1st and 10 for Delhi on the left hash as they go left to right at about the 33-yard line.
And we got another new running back in there for Delhi.
Yeah, we're seeing a whole bunch as they'll punch this one to the outside. And this time, nowhere to go here for our new Delhi runner on the play.
And that's number 21. We don't have him on the roster.
Perhaps we got Michael Via 4. I got some extra additions, don't you worry.
Oh, I'm looking at my roster. I'm like, how do you have something that I don't? Oh. All right, Via 4.
And so he runs to the outside, and he's brought down. Delhi had some tough injuries a couple of weeks ago. They brought up 3 of their younger guys, Michael Via 4 being one of them.
He had some good speed there. Is he a sophomore?
He is a sophomore, yes. And going to be a handoff. They'll switch it to the outside. A little reverse to the left side. We got a flag on the play. Going to be down to about the 25, brought down there. Andrew Nichols.
An 8th grader on the jet sweep. Again, that's a new wrinkle for Delhi, bringing in the guy in motion, and he takes the jet sweep. Looks like it may be coming back on a hold call.
Is this a time now where if you're Delhi, you try a whole bunch of things and say, hey, let's see if it works in a game scenario, maybe some things you've worked on in practice, or do you not want that on film?
I mean, at this point, if any other teams are watching film, they're probably not watching into this quarter with the points on the board. And again, too, you want some of your younger players to get the ball. You want some of your other players on the bench to get the ball. Spread it around. Let everybody flourish tonight. Indulge in the victory, per se. Not to say that Sydney can't come back. There's still a 4th quarter left. But again, let's spread the ball out. Give everybody some love here tonight.
2nd and long now for Delhi. They'll run it up the middle. Across the 45 down to about the 43, going to be 3rd and long coming up.
But the same goes for Sydney. See some new numbers out there, some new guys. We're both searching at our rosters to call some new names tonight. It's nice to see the team get spread around, and that's what sports are all about, everybody earning some play.
Minute 15 to go here in this 3rd quarter, and it is Delhi leading Sydney 42-0. And so Delhi with the ball inside Sydney territory on a 3rd and long. About a 3rd and 20 at the 44-yard line.
You know who doesn't come out for Delhi, though?
Nealis.
He doesn't come off the field. No, sir.
We might eventually see him come off, but Nealis over the middle and in the pass is incomplete.
Grady Loeffler with the breakup. Again, he knows how to find the ball and break it up. He's done that a few times tonight, so good for Grady.
The tight end, Levi Shepard, across the middle, had it in his hands, but couldn't haul it in. 4th down coming up here for Delhi. Good play. He just couldn't hold on to it.
It was a great route. He ran a post route. It's just Grady got there to break it up, and he's done that a few times tonight. Grady Loeffler, good job on defense all night, bud.
4th and long coming up for Delhi. They'll go for it here. with 48 seconds to go here in this third quarter.
And again, wasting no time on the play clock and wasting time. This is Delhi's strategy. They will burn off all the clock they can to keep the ball out of the Sydney hands.
And so waiting for the snap. And Nealis now not in at QB. They're going to throw it down the right side of the field, and it's incomplete. So a turnover on downs as we see Cole Cavell in there for the first time tonight.
Not a bad throw, though. Slinging the spiral.
Yeah.
It was nice to see. Was he a lefty as well? Do we have two lefty quarterbacks on the roster?
I'd have to see it again, to be honest. It's the first time I've seen him throw a ball this year. Turnover on downs, it goes back to Sydney.
And then Nealis is right back in the game on defense.
Yeah, he's going to be in there one way, shape, or form. 40 seconds to go here in the third. Delhi leading 42-0.
And Sydney lines up middle of the field. Trips to the left. Aiden O'Connor in the backfield. One receiver right.
And waiting for the snap. Dropping back.
Pumps. He wanted that bubble.
Throws to the near side, and Sydney's got a first, very close to a first down. Reed Figueri with the catch and the run after.
Great first move by Figueri. You could tell that Wright wanted to go deep. He pumped the bubble, came back to the bubble at Figueri. Looks like he gets a first down.
And now Figueri coming up a little hampered after that play. Hope that he's okay. That's going to be it for the third quarter, so we'll take a break. Figueri off the field under his own power. Delhi 42, Sydney nothing. Fourth quarter coming up. Don't turn that dial. Stay tuned to WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter here in Sydney. Delhi leading 42-0. Sydney with the ball now going left to right to start off this final frame.
This is the drive, Nate. Sydney's going to put one on the board.
They're into Delhi territory after a nice completion to Grady Leffler. And this will bring up a second and short. Wright is flushed out of the pocket, wants to throw deep. He's got a man deep, and this one is picked off by Lucas Nealis as they were targeting Deion Taylor down near the end line, and Nealis picks off another one.
It was a great throw. It was just a better play by the defender, Lucas Nealis. He is all over the field.
Boy, every time it looks like Sydney has a play deep, Nealis has been there.
But again, too, Wright pushed out of the pocket by the defensive line of Delhi, and it makes it for a tough throw when you got to throw off your back foot. But again, seemed like a good throw, just a better play by the defense.
And so this is going to be Delhi backed up against their own goal line here as Nealis picked that off pretty much at the one-yard line. Looks like the ball will be spotted at the two. And so Delhi going to have to be careful here, backed up against their own end.
Nate, this is it.
This is it. And so they're going to hand it off up the middle. And they just get a little bit of breathing room there as they hand it off to Anthony Burkhart.
And it's Deion Taylor again with a tackle.
So Delhi putting some trust in some of their young guys here, backed up against their own end.
It's nice to see a safety shoot up through the A-gap time and time again. He's figuring out Delhi all too late, but again, he's leaving it all out there.
So this is going to be a second down and 10. And so here's the snap. They do get it out of the end zone. A little more breathing room now, out to about the 6-yard line here. Burkhart again.
Tackled again by Deion Taylor.
Yeah, Deion making a play here for one of our post-game awards. You'll want to stay tuned for our post-game show where we will give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game.
Yeah, it seems I don't think anybody else has made a tackle but him this season.
Well, Deion plays with a lot of passion. We've seen that here tonight and throughout the season. Certainly will be very deserving of one of those awards here tonight.
And again, it's Nealis under center.
Going to be a handoff and up the right side, out across the 10-yard line. This is going to be fourth down coming up here. I think they were a little short as Burkhart couldn't quite get there. So fourth and short. Will Delhi just punt this one away?
And it seems their punt team is coming out.
9:15 to go here in this fourth quarter. Clock is moving. And Delhi will look to punt this one away. Nealis from his own end zone. So Deposit Hancock will win tonight over Walton. The last check I had there, they ran the clock the whole second half. Looks like our final score there is going to be about 42-20. That's with about a minute left. So that will leave Delhi and DH both undefeated in the division. Boy, Nealis did not get a good boot on that. I think maybe it was partially deflected. Only comes out to about the 30-yard line. So that's where Sydney's going to have it. This could be it, Hinch.
This is the drive for Sydney. We're going to say it, this drive, they're going to happen. It's going to score. But it was good to see Nealis not do something perfect tonight. I mean, that was a struggling punt there. But he can't do it all.
So I believe, so over the next 2 weeks, and I just can't remember off the top of my head, DH plays Delhi and DH plays Sydney. I believe DH Delhi is next week. So that could set up a 3-0 Battle of the Undefeateds at Delhi a week from tonight.
On the new field, on the new turf.
Yeah, on the new turf. 8.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. A 42-0 lead for Delhi over Sydney. Here's the snap. Right, tosses one over the middle. It's complete to Grady Loeffler, and he's knocked down at about the 15. But a really nice throw and catch there for Sydney.
Loeffler, again, great mechanics. He knows how to catch the ball properly. Gets downhill fast. He runs superb routes, and I think that's what makes him a good defender. He can read the receiver. He knows how they go in and out of routes, how to accelerate. That was a nice slant route and a great throw by Wright.
First down for Sydney. They're inside the red zone now, down to the Delhi, about the 15-yard line. Wright drops back, looks to his left, throws over the middle. Pass is incomplete through the hands of Figueri. If he holds on, that would have been 6 for Sydney.
That would have been the one, Nate. That would have been the one. That was a perfect slant route. Unfortunately, slipped through the hands.
7:50 to go here in this fourth quarter, and Delhi still leading 42-0. Sydney knocking on the door for the first time here tonight.
What do you do, Nate? Do you go right back to Figueri, build him up a little bit?
I think there's a couple of guys who deserve a look here, Figueri being one of them.
It's trips left, 3 receiver left, O'Connor in the backfield, 1 receiver right. You got Deion Taylor one-on-one bottom.
And so stepping up in the pocket, they throw over the middle, and it's too high, incomplete. Wright was flushed out of the pocket and had to throw that one a little prematurely. I think they wanted to try to maybe go to this side to Deion, but the play broke down.
And once again, you got a strong D-line. You got your second-string D-line in there again. And it's the other brother. It's Liam Hillis. You've seen Steven get after the quarterback all night, but it's the younger sophomore brother of Liam Hillis getting after the quarterback.
So this is going to be a 3rd down and 10 here for Sydney. Again, they are at the 15-yard line deep in Delhi territory.
2 receivers right, 2 receivers left. Loeffler in motion. It's going to be a jet sweep pitch to him.
And he is down to the 10, and he is pushed out of bounds there.
Fourth down coming up.
So a 4th down coming here for Sydney at about the Delhi 10-yard line. So can the Bulldogs hold them off?
It's been a Bulldog defense, for sure.
Yeah, they have not budged. And so a key fourth down coming up here for Sydney, trying to put some points on the board.
It's going to be right hash, three receiver left. O'Connor in the backfield. You got Deion Taylor, one receiver right.
So here's the snap. Right looks, passes over the middle. Pass is incomplete. Boy, it looked like O'Connor had it there for a second, but it's incomplete and a turnover on downs. They tried to get O'Connor crossing over the middle, and he just couldn't hold on. And a turnover on downs is going to give it back to Delhi with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter, and Delhi leading 42-0. And so what a hold there for the Bulldogs. You feel for Sydney. Boy, they had a couple of good looks at it there, just couldn't get it done.
A few good shots, unfortunately, just a few errors there. Again, drop balls, ball security. Seems to be riddled with theme tonight, unfortunately.
And so Delhi now just trying to chew up some clock and get out of here with a division victory on the road in Sydney. They'll try to run up the middle. Deion's right there. He's taking out all his anger here on the defensive side of the ball here for Sydney in the second half.
Yeah, hats off to Deion, man. Good heart. It's tough. It's definitely a gritty loss when you're out here just getting beat up, but you keep showing up play by play. And, you know, take it into next week. You never know. You still got a lot of season left.
Yeah, they do. They're going to have some key games with Deposit Hancock and Bainbridge Guilford and a lot of games left to be played in the division. And, again, somebody else is going to come up with a couple of more losses and you'll still be in the playoff conversation.
And you got to wonder, too, early in the game, you see one of your brothers get hurt. It kind of takes the energy out of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about that. That's in the back of your mind the whole game. And, again, thoughts and prayers with that player and his family. That's tough to watch. That's the risk you take in this contact sport.
Yeah, we've seen two Sydney players come off tonight and leave the field. Later in the game, one of the linemen having to come off. So, yeah, but to have it happen on the first play of the game, certainly a scary moment there.
Takes the air right out of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's tough to recuperate from that. But, you know, you still see him out there fighting. If you can go down swinging, you've earned it. So,
third down and about 5 to go here for Delhi as they're going right to left. They're deep in their own territory at about the 15 after that turnover on downs. And they'll get a run to the outside here. Good for a first down and more across the 25 out to the 28.
Seems Cole Cavell has taken over under center. Obviously, they're rotating there for a little bit, but it's good to see some new names out there.
Yeah, Delhi getting some of those younger guys involved, a little bit of the future. Jeremy McNeil on the carry there. McNeil is the one who had the scoop and score on the fumble in the second quarter where he ran it back about 50 yards for the touchdown.
But they've got to be optimistic for the future. Look at the size of this second string offensive line for
yeah.
Delhi.
And in case you're just joining us, this was a scoreless first quarter game. Delhi punched it in to make it 7-0, and then three straight turnovers just really was the story here tonight. A pick six that Adam Cook ran back. McNeil did a scoop and score from 50 yards out, and then Sydney fumbled the ensuing kickoff, and Delhi took that down and scored. So it became 28-0 really fast in the second quarter, and since then Delhi has not looked back. And so 28-0 our score, or excuse me, that was our score at that time. Now it's 42-0 with 3.5 to go here in this fourth quarter.
One of these weeks, Nate, we're going to pick a close one.
I've been saying that for about 3 years now, and it's, I don't think I can't say this. It's the state of Section 4 football with where we're at right now. We have, in our divisions, I don't want to say teams at the top and teams at the bottom. It just seems like this is what we're getting right now.
Sure.
And we're not getting close games until we're deep into the sectional tournament. I don't know the reason why. I don't know if it's a depth thing. But, I mean, the scores don't lie, folks. Like, I'm not trying to say that some teams are really good and some teams are really bad. But there's a big discrepancy out there on the board for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's hard to depict what's creating mm-hmm. these lopsided games. You know, we don't see the close ones until we get to playoffs, and it's unfortunate. But it's good to see football in this area progressing
yeah.
at the same time. You know, obviously some of the other schools are going eight-man football.
which changes the numbers again. And then you're bringing more schools together. It's not just, you know, Unitigo as a whole. They're bringing on GMU, and they're bringing on other schools. Harpersville's doing the same with Afton, and then the Green in Oxford. It's a bizarre time for Section 4 football, most certainly.
Yeah, I mean, last year, I think the only close game that we had on the radio was the sectional final between Delhi and Tioga. And we do our best to pick, and, you know, we're trying to get everybody in as well. But it's just one of those things where it's very difficult. It's a very difficult thing because we want to bring the listeners the best product that we can, the best games, but we're also trying to get in rivalry games, senior nights, homecomings, you know. And so to fit all those in and hope that you get a good game, it can be difficult.
And again, too, you know, we talked about it earlier here at halftime. We wanted to call the Deposit-Hancock game. That ended up being lopsided in the same sense. The Unitigo game ended up being lopsided in the same sense. So it's one or less the same games in different areas.
Yeah, you and I all week heard from some people, oh, why aren't you coming to Unitigo? Why aren't you coming to DH? Well, you know, somebody could have had a great game tonight, but every game that we were looking at on the schedule ended up being a 30-point blowout tonight.
Yeah, eventually you'll let me call a Unitigo game and be completely biased from the microphone.
We can do that. I can guarantee you that. We're down to a minute to go here with Delhi on top, 42-0. They're just chewing off some time here, but Hench and I are going to take a break here in a minute. We'll come back with our three awards here tonight for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And we'll give two awards to Delhi and one to Sydney here tonight. Another handoff to McNeil, and he'll hit the pile and bounce forward. And, of course, our three sponsors tonight, including NBT Bank, JM Electrical Contracting, and Mirabito Gresham Insurance for our three awards.
And Deion Taylor's playing like Jason Taylor. He might have 25 tackles right now. I mean, he hasn't come off the field. We keep saying his name. I'm sorry if I'm annoying the listeners, but hats off to him. I mean, goose egg on the scoreboard, but he's given goose eggs with his helmet to the offense tonight.
Yeah, he's done a great job, and you can tell how much he cares. So that's going to do it. Our final score, 42-0. We'll be back with the postgame show. Delhi football takes down Sydney here at Alumni Field tonight on WCDO.
Your friends at Mirabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Mirabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Mirabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Mirabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, well, welcome back, everybody. 42-0, Delhi defeats Sydney here tonight at Sydney High School, and we're going to give out our three awards here tonight, starting off with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes, and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. I thought we'd go Adam Cook here, just great running the ball. He was all over the place. You could make a a case that he could be defense with that pick six, all-purpose, whatever you want to say, but we'll give him the Outstanding Offense Award tonight.
Yeah, the coals were hot all night on the grill, and Cook was cooking. There was no doubt about it. I mean, he couldn't be brought down. He was getting pay dirt time after time. Hats off to Cook.
Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. Let's go with your guy, Deion Taylor. I think it's well-deserved here tonight. A great effort by Deion for Sidney.
Yeah, you saw the heart on his sleeve all night. Heart and resilience, you know. It's tough not to hang your head when you're getting beat up early. But he was putting on some wood on some of these Delhi offensive players. So shout out to you, Deion. Way to keep your head up. Way to keep motivating your team, and way to wrap up and tackle. I mean, he must have had over 20 tackles tonight easy.
Lastly tonight, the JM Electrical Contracting All-Purpose Award. JM, of course, is of Bainbridge. They're a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Get peace of mind with a new Generac generator for your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. I think it's very fair to give this one to Lucas Nealis tonight. He was a great QB tonight, a great general out on the field. He was solid on defense, two interceptions, did a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he could cook in the kitchen, he could do the laundry, he could put your kids to sleep. He did it all tonight. So hats off to Nealis. He is a well-rounded, all-purpose award athlete for sure.
Yeah, we didn't even mention the kicking. He was perfect on his extra points, and yeah, he was great. So, all right, Hench, that's going to do it. A 42-0 win for Delhi over Sidney. We'll see where we end up next week, but it's certainly looking like a Delhi and DH matchup is looming for us.
All right, Nate, thank you so much. Good game here in the Warrior Pit, but unfortunately didn't go the Sabres' way.
All right, that's going to do it. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios down on Main Street. Also, a big thank you to Craig Stevens. He's always helping set everything up throughout the day as we get ready for Friday Night Lights. So stay tuned next week. We'll let you know where we're going to be. Again, our final, Delhi 42, Sidney nothing. Have a great weekend from WCDO Sports.
Celebrating 40 years, WCDO AM and FM in Sidney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.